because Mickey was out of town, I had a lot of time to look into stuff. A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, she's not running you around the town.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, well, what did you find out?
Well, I looked into a number of things. You want to talk about Iran?
I love talking about Iran.
So Iran is, so we had this deal, this, all of a sudden this big deal, and I think that people are getting a raw deal in general about what this is really about. Because if you listen to the news, then it's only about, you know, the bomb and, you know, the making the bomb and that we can't let them have a bomb and it's all about the bomb. So let me play a couple of these things. And there was some confusion, of course, because there's actually no deal. Nothing has really happened. Here is, let's see, which order shall I play this in? I think this is Kerry with Candy Crowley talking about what this deal is not.
So you, at this point, trust Hassan Rouhani, the new president in Iran, to be able to follow through. Are you convinced that he has the power to do so? Because you know that the hardliners in Iran certainly are singing a different tune than has been sung at the negotiating table.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're well aware of that. And the simple answer to you is none of this is based on trust. It's not a question of trust.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, oh, really?
Is this guy, by the way, does this guy, that little tongue thing he does?
It's still happening, yeah.
Does that bother you? It creeps me out.
Well, I learned a long time ago from a CIA agent that when you are meeting with someone and when they do that, when they stick their tongue out like that, whatever that preceded that motion was a lie. That is how I've been taught to interpret the tongue. And if you look at his speech... I want to play a little bit of that as well. Here he is explaining. Let me just see. Iran has no right to enrich, yet they can, which I guess he's doing with Stephanopoulos. Every single time, a lie, something that you would even think is a lie, the tongue comes out. It's not consistent. It's not like always licking his lips or anything. It really is when right after he tells a lie.
What is the U.S. position? Does the U.S. respect and recognize that right of Iran's? Yes or no?
No, there is no right to enrich. We do not recognize a right to enrich. It is clear in the NPT, in the Non-Proliferation Treaty, it's very, very clear that there is no right to enrich.
However!
But under the terms of this agreement... there will be a negotiation over whether or not they could have a very limited, completely verifiable, extraordinarily constrained program where they might have some medical research or other things they could do, but there is no inherent right to enrich, and everywhere in this particular agreement it states that they could only do that by mutual agreement. And that nothing is agreed on until everything is agreed on.
Okay. So here I'm like, all right, what is this really about? I'm starting to get interested. Then he does a little video, which was published on video.state.gov, which was meant for Congress, but it was published for the public. And he's talking to the congressmen, women, and senators, as if they're morons, by the way. So, well, maybe rightly so. And here is his explanation of enrichment. And there's a couple things he said in here that made me go down the rabbit hole.
On enrichment, we are eliminating Iran's stockpile of already enriched 20% enriched uranium.
By the way, the fact that he's saying Iran and not Iran tells us, as No Agenda producers and listeners, he's not really in on the deal. Because we know that people who are really in with what's going on, who are really doing the business, they say Iran.
We are
it's a code.
It's code.
Their centrifuge program, where it is today.
Now, hold on. Listen to the words he's using here.
Uranium. We are holding their centrifuge program.
We are holding their centrifuge program.
Where it is today, and we are stopping them from using their most advanced centrifuges. These are centrifuges that can separate uranium very quickly and do the enrichment very fast. So they're very risky. And that's why we keep them away from that process for now.
We keep them away from that process for now.
On plutonium, we're putting on hold the most...
We're putting on hold.
Meaningful parts of their reactor that's currently under construction in a place called Arak, Iran. Now, this is their most likely source of plutonium. And that's why it's something we are absolutely determined.
So he's talking like he's a supplier of parts, which, in fact, is exactly what's happening. This is about, so this agreement, which we don't really have truly the written agreement, nothing has really been set in stone, there's been all kinds of back and forth. The news media, in their typical political oscillation, are showing you this is about stopping them from getting a nuclear weapon or creating a bomb or killing everybody in the Middle East, which, of course, is ludicrous. You know, that to be frightened into something, that to believe this bullcrap. I went and I found the sanctions as they stand against Iran and held that against what was published on whitehouse.gov as to what the our end of the bargain is going to be. And here's the way you have to look at this. And this will be a conversation for you around your Thanksgiving Day table when everyone says, boy, we're so happy that President Barack Obama and John F. Kerry are saving us from the evil Iranians. This is not what that's about. This is about determining who gets to do business with Iran and in Iran. Because the sanctions are 80 pages. And if you look at what they're saying in their so-called deal memo, John, this is only about who gets to buy petroleum and petroleum products from Iran. The sanctions are not against Iran. The sanctions against other countries. So, to give an example, we have the companies and countries that are allowed to buy from Iran, that we have somehow determined are allowed to buy from Iran, exclude a whole bunch of other countries. It's really quite funny when you see who is and who isn't allowed to buy. So we have, since 1998, by the way, these sanctions have been going on for a long time because it is a regulation of a market. This has nothing to do with terrorism or nuclear warfare. Since 1998, the companies that have a waiver for sanctions are Total of France, Gazprom from Russia, and Petronas from Malaysia. Exempted are Statoil from Norway, Eni from Italy, Royal Dutch Shell from Britain and the Netherlands. Sanctioned, however, Belarus. Belarusneft, no, you can't buy oil. Sanctioned, petrochemical commercial company International Belwick of Jersey and Iran. Royal Oyster Group from the United Arab Emirates. Tanker Pacific from Singapore. Monaco. Venezuela, all these people, no, you can't buy the oil. This is, and by the way, it's not oil that goes into your truck or your car. These are petrochemical products that are necessary for life as we know it today. It's the light, sweet crude that is really necessary for products. Correct, John?
Well, sweet crude or heavy crude or any of them. Or go through a refinery, and then they can be made into anything from gasoline to kerosene to jet fuel to plastic.
Right. But we've already determined that a lot of this is not necessarily about stuff that is going into your car. It is the derivative petroleum products that Iran has in abundance that we really need.
Not really. That would be, but most light crude tends to end up as diesel or gasoline. I don't think it changes your thesis.
Okay. There's a change in some of the rules. Iran may not accept gold for payment for their oil and petroleum products. This is stipulated. So,
well, that's, again, yeah. Well, that's actually a good catch because, you know, there's always this petrodollars.
Yeah, we need to keep them on the dollar, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And we, the United States, we are regulating the money because we have it all locked up, you see. So if a company is going to buy some oil or petroleum products from Iran, it runs through us. It is a great, for some reason, Someone decided, hey, we need to open that up a little bit. But the United States, we, and I guess somehow through John Kerry, are determining who gets to buy this and who doesn't get to buy this. And these sanctions, this is kind of, I don't know if you saw, like they were all congratulating and hugging each other, and you had Kerry hugging that no-neck, no-chin monster, the high representative, Baroness Ashton. They're all high-fiving. Yeah,
what qualifications does she have?
She's a baroness.
To be in that job.
Well, she's the reason why she was there, of course, is she's, these are all people who are part of the Security Council. It's the P5 plus one, which is the big five. And, oh, yeah, we'll add the Krauts in there. Gitmo Nation Deutschland is the plus one, or the EU 3 plus three. All these code things. But this is all about who gets the oil. Who gets the the sanctions are not against Iran. The sanctions are against all the other countries. And we're determining who gets to have some of it. But we're being misled into believing this is like some deal. And everybody on television, all the talking heads are talking about bomb this, bomb that. It's bullshit. We know from Iranians that in Iran, people are like, they're all on the same page. The Americans and the Iranians, it's a big show.
Well, have we deconstructed this enough, or have you, to determine what is Israel's role in all this? Because they seem to be the most bent out of shape about
it. Well, I think they're bent out of shape because they've got the Leviathan field, which is gas and oil, and you know, and they need to sell it. They need to start up they need to start sales. That's the only thing I can see. You know, this is the discovery of the Leviathan field really turned Israel from a net importer to an exporter, and they need to get going, particularly to countries that they have relatively close access to outside the Mediterranean, which, you know, through Cyprus and Greece and or even Italy would be.
Yeah, we went over this a million times, but I just seems to be, I'm not being convinced of this being the sole purpose of their objections and their saber rattling. And
well,
and have you figured out why these countries that have been kind of circumscribed from the ability to trade with Iran?
Yes.
I'm
sorry.
Is there one example of one country why we hate them?
Well, I'm sorry. It's funny you say that because I didn't mention any countries. I mentioned companies, and these companies, you know, are in particular countries. It's just ownership. We don't own anything. Any of this Venezuela crap. So no, not in. Denied. That's it makes it's total. It's BP, it's Shell, it's the Seven Sisters or whatever they're called. It's those guys. They get to participate. Everybody else, F off. We control it. The United States runs Iran. That's just what I'm going to have to state. We're running it. We own it. We determine who gets what. This deal is not about nuclear weapons. This deal is about who gets to have some. And who is Barack Obama doling it out to today? On March 20th, 2012, the Secretary of State announced the first group of 11 countries that had achieved an exemption for significantly reducing oil purchases. So here are the countries that reduced: Belgium, Czech Republic, France, Germany, Greece, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Poland, Spain, Britain. The exemptions for these 11 countries were all renewed. So, you know, who's renewing it? We're the boss of this. We say you can't take from Iran, and then people do it. Now we say, oh, you can have a little more. It's like $4 billion in annual sales, which is nothing. So maybe it's being misused to change the news cycle, since it is a relatively small deal. But the funny thing is, you know, you'd think that it's a deal with Iran, but it's not. That's why everyone's like hugging Kerry. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I can have more oil now. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's what it is. It's crazy. A-holes.
We rock.
We really do. We really do. And when Hillary Clinton gets in, and she's president.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll up the ante on all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, she laid the groundwork.
She'll actually want to be called the Queen Empress. She's going to change her name. And you watch. She's going to do that. She's going to be like Ming the Merciless.
She deserves it. As you know, I'm a big fan. I think we should. It's important people understand that that we have to make it worse before it gets better. So we got to get her in. Anyway, the on hold thing, there's a lot of GE parts that they need for their reactors, for the centrifuges. And GE, you know, gets to sell some, but not all. So this, it's all controlled. We've been controlling parts for their aircraft, for their, let's see. We even control the EADS parts for their Airbuses, which apparently they have a few. We control it all. This document.
You think that maybe Netanyahu's just clueless? You think that's possible?
No. It could be he's just wants it. Maybe he just wants a reality show. Just wants an exposure.
I'm not completely buying his position as whatever.
Well, we had the it could also be John. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Remember, he held up the drawing of the Wile E. Coyote bomb at the United Nations with a little fuse in it?
With the arrow.
So maybe he's just the layup man. Maybe he's just setting it up for us to hammer it in to keep people focused.
Oh, yeah, he could be the setup guy.
Right?
That's a possibility. Just, front man.
Yeah, just keep everybody focused on the bomb. Meanwhile, don't look at other exporters to Iran. Let's see. I have a list here. It's in the sanctions. Here are the companies who have been allowed to export to Iran. Mars Company, Kraft Foods, Wrigley's, McCormick & Co. So they've got candy bars, chewing gum, mac and cheese, and some spices.
And they have plenty of spices in. I think the McCormick deal is to get McCormick in so they get spices out.
Well, so now what's happening? Yes. Well, now what's happening is you're seeing, because these sanctions have lifted, you're seeing companies everywhere freaking out because they all want to get in. Because it's going to be a Libya-like bonanza without the bomb dropping.
Without the war zone.
Without the war zone, yeah. So here's the OFAC had approved exports to Iran of condiments such as ice cream sprinkles. Hey, Muhammad Mustafa, you Persian, how's your sprinkles? Enjoy the American sprinkles, hot sauces, bodybuilding supplements, all being exported to Iran. You wouldn't think it, though, the way you hear everyone talking, like they're the crazy, going to kill us, blow us up. So that was an eye-opener for me, that it's just like, oh, this deal, we're seeing it all upside down. This deal is not about a bomb. It's about who gets to profit from Iran. And looking at the people who are jumping up and down, looking at Baroness Ashton, I'm thinking this might have been a little bit of a fig leaf towards the EU for our TTIP negotiations.
Could be.
But it's not. Repeat, not about terrorism and some bomb.
None of this stuff's about terrorism.
Yeah.
I mean, the public, you know, it's just like you'd think that you'd let the American people in on some of this action.
Can you imagine how great we would be if people actually understood this? We'd be all for it. I think Congress would get something done. People be like, hell yeah.
Because you wouldn't have to spend all the time bullcrapping the public.